Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We continue our conversation today with Haley Johnson. Haley is a recovering alcohol and drug addict, and over the last week has shared her story with us. Today, she's going to start off telling us about what happens when you actually go into rehab.
So the first thing is, do you need a detox? And that doesn't even mean did you just do drugs today, within the last week, 2 weeks, because, you know, it stays in your system. And so you go to a crisis evaluation center, and they have one in Johnson City that I know of. And, you know, I really only try to speak of programs that I know
that you're aware of,
that I've been through. Like, I can't, you know, I'm kind of wary of even mentioning anything that I've never had experience with. And so they have a place called the Calm Center, C-A-L-M, Calm Center. And it's a 24 or 23-hour facility. And they will intake you, and you will be evaluated by a nurse, check your vitals. If you are completely just very high or drunk or whatever it is, then you'll have to go to the emergency room. And the emergency room is another way to go about this process.
Access it too.
Yes. And so you go to the crisis, you have to be evaluated. So step one, you have to be evaluated by a professional. Step two is they will place you in a detox facility, and they will find you a detox facility, and you will go. Typically, detox will last from anywhere from 3 days to a week. It depends on how stubborn you are. They'll keep you there a little longer if you pitch fits like I did. You know, I thought I didn't need it.
Okay.
So, anyway, and then a detox facility is very similar to like a hospital setting. And after the hospital setting of the detox, you go on to whatever program you want to choose. So you can choose from like a 28-day program. You can choose from a year program. You can choose whatever you want to do. And so it starts there. They have doctors that evaluate you. And if you can't pay for it, there are ways, okay?
Yeah.
There are options. If you don't have insurance, there are options.
And if they'd like to know more about that, if they'll email you, you'll give them a few pointers.
Yes, and another thing I think is very important to mention is do this on your own. Don't try to bring your boyfriend or your girlfriend with you. You can't save anybody. You can't even save yourself.
Right.
So you need to take care of you. A lot of people think, I can't be away from my kids, or I can't be gone from work for 28 days. Listen, 28 days compared to the rest of your life. It's hard to really argue that. And saying, well, I can't be away from my kids, well, let's just be honest. Whenever we're on drugs and alcohol, we're not the parent that we're supposed to be anyway.
There you go.
So it starts with a sacrifice. Rehab is not Passages Malibu. I don't know if you know what that is. You don't get the furry coat. You don't get the furry slippers. You don't sit by the pool. You know what? I kind of thought it was like that.
Did you really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I thought it would be a little comfortable. You know what I mean? I thought they would just kind of set me apart, let me detox, and send me on my way, and I'd just be all better. But no.
Doesn't work that way.
Right. No. So I remember the first couple of days I was in rehab, I was in an all-women's facility. Typically, they do not do co-ed. They do women's and men's, which I think is really great. You wouldn't believe the type of people and soulmates that you might meet in rehab. You know, it's a very vulnerable time, so you have to really guard yourself and separate yourself. The biggest thing for me whenever I was in rehab, I remember after the second or third day, I was crying, and I was like, I want to go home. I have a good family, and they can get me sober. They just lock the door and keep their eyes on me for, like, you know, a couple of months. I'll be good. You know, I don't need to be here. And you know what else I thought? I thought there's people who deserve to be here more than me, that they need it more, you know, that they're dying. There's people dying to get those beds. Every day people die from drug addiction and overdose. And so God gave me this revelation of, number one, it's not my family's job to get me sober anymore. This is my job. Number two, I've done what I wanted my entire life, and it's time to start doing things I don't want to do. It's time to start being uncomfortable. It's time to start making those decisions that I don't want to make. You know, a lot of times, I say the hard right over the easy wrong. Do the hard right choice. So what is that? That's staying the full 30 days or 28 days of the program. although I think I don't need it. And that's what has contributed a lot of my growth, is making decisions that make me uncomfortable. Because a lot of times, our flesh, it says, no, 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 don't do that. But the spirit says, yes, yes, I need that. I need that difference. Don't follow your flesh. I think that's three crucial things that really was important for me whenever I was in rehab.
So what's next?
A big thing, I think, during this time as I've been in recovery, my sober date is June 7th, 2017.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm about a year and a half sober, and a lot of people are like, wow, that's not very long. Okay, a lot of people don't make it 30 days.
But I'd say that's pretty good.
Yeah, but it's nothing of my own power. And I think a lot of what I had to do was I had to only take things one day at a time. Because if I started thinking about the future, mm-hmm. if I started thinking about the things that I didn't have or I couldn't do, I began to be overwhelmed with impossibility. The feeling of impossible is, it's a tough place, and it's a place that my mind can't go. But really and truly, there's a lot of things that are not impossible that I thought. And if you would have told me last year that I would be sitting here talking to you, I would have said, you're out of your mind. You were out of your mind. And so the biggest thing that has helped me grow was reading my Bible, reading God's Word. And I have a Celebrate Recovery Bible mm-hmm. that they have, especially for addicts and alcoholics. And so as I was reading my Bible every day, it was changing who I was, and it was ingraining God's spirit within me. And so my spirit began to grow and my flesh began to decrease. And so it was no longer this constant confusion of, do I go this way? Do I go that way? But it's just things started to become black and white. Yeah. Yes, I still have problems. Yes, I still have fear, anxiety, and issues with that. But I know the constant. The constant is, the more I put into my spirit, the more I put into the Bible, the more I put into that, there will be fruit. There will mm-hmm. be outcome. But if I feed into the flesh, it'll be in vain. Really, the Bible changed. It changed me. It's living. It sanctified me. It made me different. It set me apart. Mm-hmm. And that's what sanctification means. It's to separate from the world. And so that's what really helped me. But I've been speaking at various different places, giving my testimony. Other than doing the jail ministry, I have one more place to speak at in December in Johnson City, Tennessee. As we wait for what God has in store for our community, number one, just please continue to pray. Pray for those who are still struggling in addiction. And pray for those who God is raising up. Just be willing to help in any way you can. And so I think that's what we can be doing as we wait to see what God has in store.
So maybe June 7th of next year, you can check back in with me and let me know what's going on.
Hey, that'd be awesome.
I would say you'll be carrying on. Thank you so
Absolutely.
Much. It's a joy to meet you. And I look forward to seeing you again soon.
Absolutely. Thank you.
With our discussion today, we wrap up our series of programs with Haley Johnson. Haley is a drug addict and is in recovery, and that recovery continues every day for her. Now, I do want to remind you that all of these programs, and there's a total of five, are available online at our website. Just go to where it says Community Close-Up, and you can hear the entire interview. We really do appreciate Haley taking time to talk to us about this, and thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.